Okay, good evening, everybody. So thank you for joining me tonight. Bez Hashem, tonight we're going to be learning some Shin Pei Beis. Se'ifim Yudal, Tesvav, Tezayin. This is page Reshon and Beis, Amud Aleph. And again, we're continuing to discuss the Dinim of Schiris Rishos from a Nachri. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sachri Mischiru Lekito Lizman. Let's say you rent from the Schiru Lekito of the Nachri for a specified amount of time. Afal Pisha Silko Tochazman, Niyo Schiru Lekito. And then during that amount of time, during that time period, he gets fired as the Schiru Lekito, or he gets thrown out. Mutarim atomazman. It still works until the end of that pre-designated time period. Avlum sakhru minenu stam, kibit shesilko nispat al eschirus. But if you never put a pre-designated amount of time attached to it, then once he's no longer the schiru lekito of the nachri, so the whole schirus rishos falls apart, you're going to need to do a new one with the nachri. Says the mishbura mem dalid, afal pi shesilko tochazman, hatam de chashvinos chaschirus kilu sakhru mibalabayis. The reason why it continues to work, even though after he's fired, or after he's no longer the Schiru Lekito, is because he's considered to be like a shliach of the Balabayas. So it's as if you have the Schirus arrangement with the Balabayas himself, because it's considered as if he did it with the Rishus of the Balabayas. So as long as you set a pre-designated time period, that works until the end of that time period. And the same is going to be true even if the Schiru Lekito dies during that time period. That's what the Chayyadim and other Achronim say. Kivit Shesilkon is batel, but if you never designated a time period that it's going to be in effect for, so then as soon as the guy is no longer Schiru Lekito, the whole thing falls apart. Because the guy could always go back after the first Shabbos whenever he feels like it. The Kamoshik Savdu Besifav. Ulahachi in Koch, the Schiru Kazet, Rakol's Machu Sachi below Acharkach. And therefore, such a schirus only works as long as he still is the schiru lekito, but not afterwards. Says the Rama, v'huadinim sachru migizbar amelech v'nistalik legamri min amelech. The same is true if you utilize the gizbar of the melech, the treasurer of the melech, as your schiru lekito, and then he's no longer the treasurer. There's a cabinet, change. It's whatever. So avalim lo silka rak min hagizbarus. But if he's still part of the cabinet, he's just not the gizbar anymore. V'adai nochel prasa melech. He's still employed by the melech. Then Agadai in Mikri Schiru Lekito. Then he's still called the Schiru Lekito of the melech. V'yuchal iskar menu, and you're allowed to do the schirus with him. V'lechein gam schirus harishon adayim kaim. And therefore, had you done the schirus with him previously, the fact that he changed jobs within the cabinet of the melech, that doesn't ruin anything. Says Mishbura mem zayin migizbar melech. Afilu notel schal yatzmo demestame in a melech makbir al davarzeh. Even if he took the schirus money for himself, some of the melech isn't bothered by that. He's still considered to be a shliach of the melech. Ubel Yerabba mekel b'zeh gam b'sachar v'lakit ayin sham. The Yerabba's mekel about this even by a sachar and a lakit. Meaning about him, even if he took it for himself. V'kasva achronim delav dafka gizbar. The achronim say that when the Rama gives an example of a gizbar, it doesn't have to be a gizbar. El huadin kol evet me'avadav hakatanim. It could be someone in a much lesser position in the malchus. The logarim ischiru lekito. Because Schiru Lekito is not a chash of a position. And he's gone now. He no longer works for the Melech. Therefore, says Mishbura, very important that when we do a Schirus Rishos from someone who is representing the Nachri, which is what we always do, from a local fire chief or something like that, you should always do it with a set time frame, because there may be a new chief in town at some point in the middle, and you want the schirus to still work. Sometimes he'll be gone, the schirus, or he'll die, and the schirus is going to become a batel if you didn't set a time frame. Vishiras man, how long should that time frame be? So iskimu harbe achronim diuchal diskral zman aruch v'rav. It could be for a very long time. They should write it down, and they should set some sort of reminder about when that time frame is up, because a lot of times, they'll put it in for 20 years or something like that, and then 20 years later no one remembers anything and no one knows that you need a new schirus. But anyway, but it should be a long time. It shouldn't be for more than 20 years. The reason why you can be socher from the from the guy who used to be the gizbar and is now in a different position is because he still qualifies as a schiro lekito. Sift hasvav. Im Yisrael vein Yehudi darim bebayis achas. If you have a Jew and a non-Jew that live in the same house, tzaruch liskor me'en Yehudi ularev. Im Yisrael, im Yisrael, you need to take care of each one independently. You need the schirus from the Yehudi and you need the Yisrael to participate in the eruv. It's like they're in two different houses. Says the Rama, that's only that's only if they each have their own space within the house that's designated purely for them. And the same would be true if you had two Einam Yehudim living in their own independent space within the house. You need schirus from both of those Einam Yehudim. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nun, Im Yesh, Pirush Ve'ein Shum Echad Mehem Rashai Lishtamesh Becheder Miyuchel L'Chaveiro. The case must be that the Rama is saying over here, where you need to deal with each of them independently, is where neither of them are allowed to utilize the other person's area. That if you have a special designated area that's just for you, and the other guy has no business in that area, so then you need to be dealt with independently of that other guy. If either the whole house or even any part of the house is something that they use jointly together, they use the same laundry room, they use the same lobby, then you only need to do a schirus from one of them. But many poskim disagree with Rama. And they hold that even if they utilize the entire house together, the Nachri and the Yisrael is not called the Sachir Velakit of the Nachri, and therefore if it's Sarach Liskar Mina Akum Dafka, you need to do the Schiris specifically from the Akum, not from the Yisrael. V'chein b'seifa b'shnei Akum Nami Sarach Liskar Mishneihem Dafka. And if there were two non-Jews, you would need to do the Schiris from each of them. V'atam d'latik l'cham t'ya yadu k'yad balabayis el b'sachir velakit t'nigar achrav. We only say that someone else could represent the balabayis if he's actually a sachir velakit, where he becomes batel to the balabayis. He becomes an extension of avalo b'shutafim. But you would never say that a partner is batel to the other guy. Shekach halachamim shavu b'bayis, because they're both very powerful. Vein kolecha tafel l'chaveru. Neither one is tafel to the other party. Sift hazayin. Im yesh le'eno yudi chamisha schirim o lekitim yisraelim darim bebeso. Let's say you have a non-Jew who owns the house and he has and lives in the house, and he has five different Jews that are schirim o lekitim in his house. They're not considered to be residents of the chaser, that are going to asra one another, that are going to need an eruv between them. Because the schirus of an Yehudi that he rented out to somebody else does not asr if they rented it out from one balabais. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the non-Jew rents out rooms to each of these Jewish guys. Even though there are enough of a schiro to represent the akum in doing the schiros rishos, that's only as far as a kula is concerned. But we're not going to say that they asra one another without an eruv. Because their diras are not really specifically for them. Because the guy could come in any time he wants, and he could throw them out of there. Not only do they not asr on each other, they also don't asr on the rest of the Bnei HaChatzer. They don't need to participate in the Eruv, because it's really the guy's property. It's not their property. So he said, so says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a typo. Tell Sofer, who v'tzorach lomar u sechiro ratzalomar. What he means to say is, dim sachru ben B'nai HaChatzar HaRishus Mina Akum, if the B'nai HaChatzar did a Sechirus Rishus from the guy himself, Ein Tzarech Lizkor Min HaSachar V'Lakit, then you could forget about the Sechirus L'Kito. Meaning if you went right to the source and you did the Sechirus from the guy himself, you don't need to worry about the Sechirus L'Kito, which is kind of obvious. B'Einim Hu Yisrael Lo Akum, and I don't care who the Sachir is, whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew. Milson De Pshitu, this is a kind of an obvious point. El Zilfima De Kaimel L'Dach Shvin L'Dras HaShasach Min HaRishus HaNal Hava Min Davi Kishnei Akum Shadar B'Bayit Shatzarach Lizkor Min Kol Echad. It's just that since we paskin that they their dira means something, so I might have thought that it's like two goyim that live together in the house where you need to do a skirish rishus from each of them. So kamash v'lan de lukula mina v'lo luchumra. That's why the Rama is telling us that no, that's only lukula that we say that they're considered to be residents of that area, but not luchumra. As long as you did the skirish from the goy, then it's fine. V'balabayis v'adinim sachar rishus me'achad min askirim tayvein sukum liskom mikulam. And the same would be true. It doesn't have to be from the balabayis. As long as you did the skirish from anybody, from any one of the skirim, that would be good enough. You would not need to do skirish from all of them. So to review what we learned tonight, we said if a person is removed from the position of Schiru Lakito, or of a Gizbar Melech for that matter, then the arrangement continues until the end of the predetermined Zman, which should be around 20 years. But if there's no predetermined time, then it's a Machlokas, then we assume, the Shulchan Aruch assumes it ends, if there's no predetermined time. Now, then we said if a Jew and a non-Jew each have their own spaces within a house, they need to be dealt with independently, but if they have joint spaces, then the Ramah holds you only need schirus from one of them, but Achronim hold they still need to be dealt with independently, and that, or at least you have to do the schirus specifically from the Nachri. And then finally he said, when many Jews are schirum milikitim in a non-Jew's house, they don't have to participate in an Eruv, you could do the schirus from any one of them, or you could do the schirus from the Nachri. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up back in shul after the 10 o'clock Maariv with Zayin Yitzes and maybe Yitzes. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining tonight.